It was a metal corrugated stormwater pipe running under a coal ash pond in Eden that ruptured 31 days ago, setting off the third largest spill of its kind in U.S. history. Diener announced today that 8 other metal pipes run through retention walls around coal ash ponds, but not under them. These 8 serve a different function than the pipe that broke last month. The 8 discharge pipes remove surface water from the top of lagoons once coal ash has settled at the bottom. Duke has previously stated it was unaware of any other metal pipes at its 14 coal-fired power plants. Jamie Kreitzer is with Diener.
We're going to be looking at if there are corrosion issues going on with some of these corrugated metal pipes or whether there are leaks that could become problems down the road.
Diener says it will inspect all Duke Energy coal ash lagoon facilities in the state by next week. Today's announcement comes 31 days after the spill. Duke CEO Lynn Good has notified the governor that Duke will announce short-term and long-term plans for coal ash by March 15th. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.